Bibles with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, chapter 5. We're going to take a few minutes and just say a few words and pray God will seal it to our hearts and help all of us that will get something from it that would help us along the way. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8. Stand, please. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his, His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus, and thank you tonight, God, for the privilege that we have to be in the house of God. I thank you for all that's been said and done. And Lord, I appreciate all the help that we get here, and I thank you, God, for those that labor in whatever field they're laboring in here in the church. And I pray tonight that you'd help all of us, that we'd realize we do have an adversary, and Lord, that we might be keenly aware that we are in a battlefield, and then Lord, that we know that our captain is a victor. And Lord, the victory is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I'm glad and thankful, Lord, for the truth. And I pray that we'll just look in the scripture and see just a few things that you've laid on our hearts tonight. We'll give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. As we look in the scripture tonight, this is very familiar to all of us. But I want to talk about our adversary. He is busy. And we need to remember that we do have an adversary. It's not a free run down the sideline. Nobody's going to tackle you. Nobody's going to hit you. Ain't nothing going to happen to hurt you. That's not what we're in. We're in a real reality that it's an adversary. And I want to just share just a little bit about what he's doing. But before I do that, look at the first part of verse number 8. Verse 8, where we're going to really just settle in for a few minutes, and then we'll be finished. It says, be sober, be vigilant. That means be strong-minded, be right-minded, have our thoughts right. Let his mind be in you, which is also, I keep thinking somebody's shooting at me. I didn't know whether to fall out or not. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And have our minds right, our hearts in tune right, and other things will come in right. So we need to be sober and be vigilant. Means be busy about it, be aware of it, be conscious of the fact that the adversary is at work. He said, because your adversary is the devil. He tells us very plainly that the adversary is a devil. Now, we know somewhat about the devil by the word of God. The devil in the beginning was a cherubim that covereth. He was an exalted being. He had music in him. He was a beautiful creature. He did well until he come in his heart that he would exalt his throne, that he'd be like God. He would be God. He wanted to dethrone God and be in charge of everything. And God had to work on him, so the devil became what he is today. in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, you'll find about the devil and Lucifer, and about his beauty and about what he was and how God brought him down. And pride got in his way. He got proud. He was exalted. He certainly was a being to be respected, but he was not God. There's no being ever being created to be God. Nobody can replace God. But that doesn't change the fact that the devil doesn't have some power. Don't ever take for granted that the devil is just a little wimp somewhere that you can flip your finger and he's gone. That's not how the devil works. He's a real being, and he's more intelligent than we are, has more power than we have. And we have to depend on Jesus to help us, the Holy Spirit to guide us, else we will not make it, because he's more powerful than we are. But let's look at him just for a few minutes, what he's doing. It says, as a roaring lion, he's an adversary, as a roaring lion, walketh about. He's walking about. And so I want you to look with me, please, in the book of Job, chapter 1. Job, chapter number 1. We find out a little bit about the devil here in the book of Job. Look in verse number 7. Well, let's back up to verse 6. Catch it on the way. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Now, do I understand all about that verse? Not all. No, I don't. I just know what the Bible says, that there came a day, the sons of God, those created by God, came to present themselves before the Lord. And the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. Now, he said he's walking up and down in the earth, everywhere. He's busy, and he's at work. You'll find, again, verse number in chapter 2 in the book of Job. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. The Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. There he is again, walking up and down in the earth. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? It was God that brought up Job. It wasn't the devil. Devil talked about he had a hedge about him and that he couldn't get to him, and showing us that God protects his own. But God saw fit to let down the hedge, let Satan tempt Job and see and prove that Job served God because he loved him and not because he was blessed and had riches and had goods and all that. And many times God allows things to happen to us that may prove to the devil and to everybody else around that we love God and that we're in tune with heaven. But the devil's walking about. Now, the Bible says he's also the prince and the power of the air. And he went into heaven, so we know he was walking there. The devils are walking about. And so you be sure he's walking about. And he's aware. He has imps working with him too. But he's walking about. But notice the next thing he said about him. Seeking. He's looking for somebody. He's seeking. And I think about this. He's seeking everybody he can. He's seeking you as a person individually, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about individual things in a minute, but he's walking about, and he's seeking. When you're seeking, you're looking for something. He's looking for an opportunity in your life to try you and get you backed up in the corner. He'd like to take your attention away from God and put it on something else. If the devil ever gets your attention from the Word of God and from the things of God and the house of God and gets your attention more concerned about other things, he's got you going in the direction he wants you to go in. And then he'll throw something else at you. So he wants your attention. Once he gets that, he'll get your time. Your time will be put into it. He'll get your effort, your talent, whatever it is God's given you. The devil will take that and he'll get it away from you. And he'll work on you. And your weakest point, undoubtedly David had a weak point when he saw Bathsheba. And the devil knows you're my weak point. He knows your weak point. And the devil will work on it. You may have a weak point of losing your temper, or you may have a weak point of, I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, maybe the same one David had, could be a different, but whatever your weakness is, don't you ever doubt the devil doesn't know what it is. And he's going to attack in that area. He's going to see what he can do to mess you up in that area. So remember, the devil is walking about seeking. He's looking for, he's seeking. And your financial, tonight Brother Tim was talking about South Sudan. I appreciate him, what he had to say. But Brother Jeremy there working, by the way, there's been a little bit of fighting broke out war in the town where they are. And they have gone to Uganda to get some supplies, so God was watching over them. And I haven't heard where they got back to home and yet. Okay. I'm going to stay in Uganda for a few days. So you pray for them. Hey, God will help them and guide them and guard them. I believe God took care of them in that sense when they went down there. So you pray that God will give them wisdom about going back, what to do. The missionary couple, he's already got a Bible college lined up, already people getting saved, already got men lined up for the Bible college. Yeah. Institute, whatever you want to call it, and he's doing a good work. He's already been blessed abundantly, but it's also been hard to adjust to that country and for his family to adjust. So pray for him. God would help them, and this fighting going on will not help them to settle in at all, but pray God give them grace and give them wisdom and help them along the way. But the devil sees that, and he'd like to take an opportunity and tell them it's not worth it. And the devil walked about singing. He'd love to get Brother Jeremy messed up. He don't want him over there. Or anybody else on the mission field. Anybody else doing the work for God. The devil doesn't want that. And he's looking for an opportunity to get into their lives and get them discouraged or get them down. And that's why we need to pray, prayer about them. A girl used to sing, somebody used to sing a song out here, build a wall of prayer around. Exactly what we need to do, build a wall of prayer around these missionaries. God to help them, keep them safe as they labor for the Lord Jesus Christ. And those here in the States, as they travel, they need protection from God. But what I'm trying to say tonight is the devil walketh about seeking. He's not just walking about looking at you and saying, well, he's doing this and he's doing that, or she's doing this, she's doing that. And, I'll just try this or that. No, he's seeking. He's really examining our lives. He's really looking at our church. He's looking, he'd love nothing better than to bring the church down. He'd like to get it messed up. He'd like to get some kind of gossip started, some kind of something going against. It's good to talk good things about your church, good things about your people, good things about what God's doing. And so we need to be very busy and vigilant about what God has us to do. And stay with that, because the devil walking about and seeking, and he's looking for an opportunity. He's examining closely. He's seeking that. If you're ever seeking something, you're looking closely for it and working hard at it. That's exactly how the devil is. You have to give the devil credit. He's a hard worker. He's a hard worker, and he stays on the job, stays with it, and doesn't give up. He's at that. But notice what else it said. That the roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, he wants to devour. You that are unsaved tonight, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he wants to devour you. That is, take you to hell. He doesn't want you saved. He doesn't want you to hear the gospel. He doesn't want you to get under conviction. He doesn't want you to make a move toward God. He doesn't want that. He wants to devour your life and take you to hell. I'd say to anybody here tonight that's unsaved, unsure about your salvation, you need to get that settled and make sure. You're calling an election sure. I'm glad, praise God, I know that 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 I'm going to heaven. Amen. I know that I'm as good as already there. You say, preacher, that's boasting yourself. No, no. I'm going there because of what he did on the cross of Calvary. I'm going there because he rose from the dead. I'm going there because he promised me eternal life. I'm going there because he said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm going there. I know that. And amen. Because I'm saved, born again. No, I got regenerated by the power of the Holy Ghost of God. I say hallelujah. And then we that are saved, and we need to be alert because he'd like to devour your testimony. Every person sitting in this house, he'd like to take away your testimony. When somebody said something about you, that being saved or going to church, people would laugh or make fun and say, you know, if they're saved and I am and all that kind of stuff. I know what people out there that's lost, they look for things and they make up things and they accuse when they shouldn't, but we need to be careful of our testimony. Keep it clean before God and man. Walk right, spit right, amen. So they'll know that you're a child of God and that you're going the right direction. They'll know where you are, that you follow this book right here. And this book is the one only guideline we have. I mean, we can have bylaws, you can have all these other things to be clear yourself in the world that we live in today. But I tell you, they nothing take the place of the Word of God. Amen. I'm glad for this precious Word of God, what God says to us. It says that we ought to be separated. The Bible says that we ought to die to self and live for God. Amen. We're crucified with Christ. And we died to ourself, and then now we're living with God and for God. Let that light shine. It said, let the light shine. It didn't say make it. It said, let it. Just let God work in our lives. Let God do what he wants to do. Let God have his way, and we'll be all right. He walketh about, seeketh whom he may devour. Don't let him devour anything about your testimony, about your life for God. Be faithful to God. Serve God. Let the world know and the devil know and everybody else know that you're right with God. They look at you, they say, there's a Christian. That person is a Christian. When your name comes up, somebody will say, that's a Christian because of what your testimony that you have. We need to have a good testimony. Well, reason in verse number 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, just resisting. When he comes to you and starts on you, God said he'll make a way of escape for every temptation. Resist him, and he'll help you. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the Word of God. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for the truths that you give us that we can know so that we be aware of the fact that we have an enemy. We have an adversary. Lord, he walketh, and he seeketh, and he's devouring. And like a roaring lion. But Father, I'm glad that as a roaring lion, he's defeated already. As sure as Samson killed that lion, Jesus Christ won the victory at Calvary. And when he died and rose from the dead, thank you. And I praise your name, God, for the reality of the victory in Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Now tonight, I pray that you'd have your way in every heart. Lord, anybody here unsaved, I pray they can make it sure tonight. Anybody here tonight that they're saved and they realize their life is not what needs to be with God, I pray tonight they'd let you have your way. We yield it to you and pray, God, you'd help in Jesus' name. Amen.